Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you describe what a lift that was that Alvarez gave you?
Yeah, I mean, huge, you know. Big hit right there. But obviously, we're talking about that one in the eighth. But, man, like, overall, that name three-run homer just to tie the game. But just the at-bats, once you get down 6-1. But the guys battle back, and two big swings right there by name and obviously the one from Alvi needed that one.
Peterson, just how deflating is that for him to go out there and give you that?
Yeah, tough night for him. Not able to fill the strike zone the way we wanted to, the way he wanted to. Three ball counts, got behind in hitters, and then when he came in, they made contact and they hit some balls hard at him. That found holes. The walks. But again, we're going to need this guy. You know, I know it's been a struggle. It wasn't a good one today, but our job is to continue to support him, and he's going to play a big role here in the next few days. So counting on him, you got to flush this one and then be ready for whenever we give him the ball again.
When you say big role in the next few days, that means bullpen maybe?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, where are we at nowadays? Like, we got to take it one day at a time, you know. Maybe he starts a game, but it's just we got to get there, so.
You've been saying that you need him, you need Manaea, but you're not getting the version of those guys that you are expecting to get. Is it still sustainable to keep him in the rotation or even use him out of the bullpen this next week?
We're going to get the best version of themselves here pretty soon. And again, like I said, I think all hands on deck when we're talking about who's going to start, who's going to come out of the bullpen. Like, you know, is how can we get 27 outs and give us a chance to win a baseball game? And I know those guys will step up. They're too good. It's been hard for them. But again, I wouldn't be surprised at all if those guys get big outs for us here pretty soon.
When did you have in your mind that Diaz potentially two innings tonight?
After he got done. That first inning, 13 pitches, you know, off there yesterday. But this guy's been on the mound for 5 days, you know. I know I was asked the other day why I didn't send him back out. It was after 3 days that he touched the mound. He threw that day. He threw on Sunday. Like, it's pretty much 4 days in a row. And then today, like I said, where we at now, we're gonna continue to push those guys. But I just thought, you know, tie ball game, top of the order coming up for them. We had our guys coming up for the ninth. I needed to give our offense another chance to score runs. I'm glad that Alvi hit that two-run homer there. I stopped with Diaz, and once he was pitch efficient, I checked with him, and, you know, he's like, let's go, and I gave it to him.
Carlos, just back to Alvarez for a second. I mean, every time we've asked him, he says he doesn't even really feel like he's in pain with the hand stuff. And do you have a sense of what exactly he is playing through on a day-to-day?
I have no idea because and he doesn't look like he's – there's been a couple of times that he gets jammed on a foul ball, and you could see the face. And, you know, we're all feeling that pain for him, too. But he goes away right away, and it looks back to normal, you know. It's just pretty incredible. It's hard to describe, and, you know, this guy's rock solid, man.
Carlos, what do you guys think of that moment, though, where he turns to the dugout after hitting the home run, motions to you guys, just the emotion that he plays with?
Yeah, I mean... That's who he is, you know, and we feed off that. Guys love it. As a team, we need that, you know. We need that spark. We need that energy, and not only when we're getting big hits, but just overall throughout games, and just for him to do it in that moment, we all felt it in the dugout, and, you know, he's special.
Obviously, the Reds lost 20 to 20. How much scoreboard watching do you have to do when you're in the dugout?
I'm going to be honest with you. Like, there's so much I'm managing. You know, I'm trying to piece it together since the second inning. Like, I'm not looking up, you know. I found out they lost after the game. Still, you know, we got to continue to control our thing here, continue to win baseball games, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
How big of a lift was it for the bullpen just to do what they did after the short out?
Huge. Starting with Brasso, and for him to be pitch efficient in those early innings and being able to get us through the fifth there. And then, you know, you start matching up. Stanek was good. Soto was good. Rogers came in, walked a guy. They ended up scoring that with a single. But then Rayleigh coming, Rogers going back out for another inning, you know, for a second up. That's another guy that we've been asking a lot off, just like everyone else. And then Rayleigh coming in there and getting that lefty with two guys on. And then Sugar, you know, with two innings there, shutting it down. Huge. Like I said, at times it's been a struggle for those guys, but, we believe in them.
How delicate of a balancing act is that for you? You know, the first six games, you know, knowing what's on the line, but also knowing what's, you know, in front of you guys the next five games here.
Yeah, I mean, I can't be thinking about tomorrow, you know. Like, I got to do what we got to do here to win today, you know, and then worry about tomorrow. And I'm glad that the guys came through today, and then now we got to sit here and see how we're going to piece it together. We got Jonathan tomorrow. He's going to give us a chance to win a baseball game, and then we'll go from there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.